The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Oh, yes, it has arrived. It is Friday. And time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 28th of February, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Probably a little less today. There's not quite as much news. Needing a little bit more info about those Google images that you keep there searching for? Well, Google is actually going to help you with that. We all know the image results right now, they don't really show a whole hell of a lot of details. Basically, photo dimensions at the bottom left-hand corner, and maybe the URL to where it goes to, that's about it. Well, starting now, at least some of you should be seeing this, image results, at least on the desktop, will have a little bit more information, meaning Google's going to replace image size tags with new icons that reveal a little bit more about their source's nature. This includes seeing if the image that you're looking at will actually lead to a page where products are for sale, maybe a page that has video content, and a few other things. Apparently, they're going to be tweaking this as it goes along. As you guessed, yes, Google Beta, yeah. As far as the information, it's going to be small, unobstructive, as Google's calling it, but as you move your mouse over them, this will actually show the tags in full. And if it's a video, it'll actually be the video's length. Google's also going to be helping you out, as say, as a consumer. I mean, why wouldn't they? This is how they make their money. Say, when you do an image search to find a particular product you want to buy, you can simply just check out all the photos that are actually marked with the product tag, and then go from there and get what you need. Alright, movie villains out there, listen up. If you're holding a phone, it better damn well not be an iPhone. Why? Well, because Apple says you can't have an iPhone. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Apple does not want filmmakers actually showing villains using an iPhone. This is actually from a director, Rian Johnson. The interview actually comes in Vanity Fair. If any of you actually read that, doubtful, but yeah, that's the source. Now, the quote from Rian Johnson is that Apple will let you use iPhones in a movie, but bad guys cannot use iPhones on camera. Only the good guys can show off the Apple logo. Of course, news agencies, including BTN, has actually tried to reach out to Apple regarding this. Not that it really matters to anybody. Unfortunately, our curiosity doesn't mean a thing to Apple. They've actually yet to get back to us on this matter. As far as the reason for this, it could have something to do with Apple merely trying to restrict how movie studios use products that are actually given to them by Apple. Yeah, hence, yeah, Apple gives that furry for, you know, advertising, yeah. And it wouldn't be the first time Apple's ever given stuff out to film studios or production houses with strings attached either. And finally, told you it was a bit of a shorty today, boys and girls. It's Friday right now. I know you don't want to sit there and work. You're probably sitting there on your desk going, tapping those fingers, doing a little drumming, getting ready for the weekend. Well, how about turning that into some actual music? Well, thanks to Music Fingers, you can do that. Yeah, that's right. You got yourself a built-in drum machine right now, and you don't even know it. So what is the Music Fingers? Well, it's a clip-on-like device that goes onto the tip of your fingers. Kind of looks like a pulse reader, to be honest with you. You know, like things you see in hospitals. Anyways, those little clips connect to, as you probably guessed, via Bluetooth to an app that's on your phone. And then those two clips are actually linked to sounds that come out of, yes, your phone. Then you can start tapping away and being the best damn tap drummer in the world. So if you're sitting at your desk right now thinking, okay, well, I need this in my life, unfortunately, you're going to have to wait. It's a Kickstarter thing again. But you can actually pre-order it right now on Kickstarter. And if you're prepared to spend about 64 euros or about $70, maybe they'll show up at your door soon. Got yourself a juicy tech story that you think we need to be talking about? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Could have used one today, that's for damn sure. britishtechnetwork.com. Yeah, you hear me talk about it every single episode. And guess what? The future episodes, I'm also going to talk about it. Because that is where you can find this show, the Mac show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so much more from the British Tech Network. If you haven't done it already, go check it out for yourself today. So much going on over there at our official website. You can also come by our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of that. Lots of fun happening there, and you should join in with us. Do it now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show, happily headed into the weekend. I hope you're happily doing it too. We will, however, though, be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news. It will happen over the weekend, but until then, have a great Friday, have a better weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.